I'm sold on a guy who can play 60-plus games a year as a starter. He's been the MVP of the Vancouver Canucks the last 2 years. Like, he's a star goaltender. He's 29 years old, too. Like, he's still got 5, 6, 7 good years left in him. Like, he's a good goaltender. Ask Ray.
Yeah, well, Ray's coming up in just a moment, and we will. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought he was there. I thought I was late on that.
That would have been perfect if he was.
It was perfect.
Hey, yeah. What's your goalie move? Go ahead.
Well,
it could be
Markstrom. It could be Holtby. It could be a trade for one of the guys in Pittsburgh. I mean, you have to determine who you think you've got, and you have to know who you've got before you move on with Freddie. I mean, I don't think you, like, unless they have concluded, and I doubt they'll get to this point, but unless they have concluded we cannot bring Freddie Anderson back, and I doubt that they would pit all of these downfalls on Freddie Anderson.
Right.
But he did not have a good season. Like, statistically, he didn't. He was inconsistent. And in the playoffs, he played pretty well. Like, he did. He had some great games early on.
Yeah.
But we know the swing game, game three, they had 3-0 lead, and then the doors fell off for Freddie. And we know what happened there. So if it's something extreme where, for whatever reason, they're like, we have to move on, then maybe you rip off the Band-Aid and then you figure out how you're going to deal with the wound beyond that. But I would think it's got to be a chess game here, and you have to know you're going to get Holtby. You're going to get Leonard. You're going to get Markstrom. You're going to be able to trade. Maybe Marc-Andre Fleury is available via trade, and you go and look at that. I don't know what the answer is, but you know, this is not like you can just patchwork on the third line right wing for a year or two and figure it out. If you don't have a goaltender, you don't have a season next year.
Absolutely.
So they better make sure that they have that figured out. And they know that. I mean, we're not telling them anything they're not aware of. Mm-hmm. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. He's talking about the Freddie Anderson rumors to the point where I believe his agent even went on the record and said, yeah, we're hearing them too. So I don't know if it's going to happen, but where's your head at, Ray, with how much faith do you think the Leafs should have in Freddie Anderson?
Well, I think he's pretty good. He's not a top five goalie in the league. He's certainly in the middle of the pack to above. You better be sure that, you know, you're not making change for change's sake. I wouldn't get jumping up and down over Jack Campbell thinking that Jack Campbell can be, you know, a guy that's going to play you 45 games. He's never done that before. To move him, you better be sure that you're in a pretty decent shape beyond that.
Yeah, I agree. Just before you came on, I tried to put it on a tee for you, Ray. I thought you were there, but I was saying, you know, I think Markstrom's a fantastic goaltender. And, you know, if that was, you know, the domino effect, like, Markstrom's going to have a lot of suitors. You know, you watch him every night. Like, he's been their MVP the last couple of years.
It's been phenomenal, Jamie. Since the beginning of last year, it's like whatever it took for him to get to the level he's at, it kind of all clicked together. Some of it, I believe, is some changes they made with Ian Clarke. In goal, where he's back a little bit in the net. He's not quite so aggressive out top, and he uses his size better, I think, than he has in the past. But he's been just fantastic for them. He wants to stay in Vancouver. He said that, and the Canucks seem, you know, to say that they want him here. But who knows if that all can get done or not?
Yeah, I mean.
He would be an upgrade for sure.
Oh, well, yeah. That would cause a storm in Vancouver. Like, I would think it's got to be full court press for Jim Benning. I mean, you've built every other part of your organization, or you think you have.
Here's what I would say to a guy acquiring a guy like Markstrom. He's played behind a defense that, what would you rate that defense in Vancouver? Average? Right.
Yeah, average. That top of it.
Right.
As high as I'm going to go, average.
Right. So
Quinn Hughes puts them a little bit more than that, maybe.
But they, you know, there's Fantenberg. Like, there's some, you know, there's above and below. Put it that way. I say average.
Yeah.
Does that buy you some time having an elite goaltender to allow some of your young defensemen to settle into the National Hockey League. You know, a Sandin and that. I'm not saying you're not big game hunting somewhere else. I'm just looking that if Frederik Andersen is available and they've made the decision to move away from him, you're not going for the equivalent. I think you're looking for an upgrade in that position, are you not?
Well, otherwise, why not just
exactly
keep your cap where it is? You've got, you know, no term left on the deal. It's at $5 million. Why go commit if you're signing a goalie just for excuse me, that you make a trade of Andersen, you sign a goalie that's roughly the same type of goaltender, but now he's got 3 years on his deal. Like, why would you do that? Why not just, unless you look at this summer and say, man, there's a lot of goalies available.
Right.
And, you know, maybe we make that move and what we're going to end up with might not be available the year following. Right? Like, they're going to have to expand upon what's going to be available come Seattle expansion and then pass that. Because maybe there'll be somebody else spring loose too. But that's, you know, that's all the... what the pro yeah. scouts are doing and what the management tries to do is they project out, right, as we know, and try and find what summer can they make if they're going to be on the free agent market or make a trade, what summer can be the best to, you know, to try and work a deal to get one of the better guys. Because some summers there's just not many guys available. There just isn't.
Well, there's going to be a lot of...
Who's available this summer? Like, for the audience, I'm sure, is wondering.
Okay, so you got Markstrom, Leonard, Corey Crawford, Braden Holtby. Jim Rutherford basically said that Matt Murray's available on our show. What was that, 2 days ago?
Yep.
You know, is Kenny Holland going to look to upgrade? I mean, you could look at other guys. Mike Smith
okay,
is...
So there's
Cam Talbot. Yeah, like there's
right?
there's musical chairs.
Is Marc-Andre Fleury going to be available?
Probably, if Vegas re-signs Robin Leonard, which, you know, he could probably stay there. Like,
the answer is Leonard or Fleury are available, going to be, right?
Right.
You've
Thomas
got the two
Price.
Columbus guys. Are they going to keep both of those guys, or would they move one of them? All of a sudden, you're at 7 or 8 or 9 goaltenders. Do you like Jonathan Quick? He's only got 2 years left on his deal. I bet the Kings will move
available.
Him.
Yeah, I was. I think I was telling O or Hayes. He's available. You can have him for probably pennies on the dollar. You know, his biggest question mark is health, but he's a gamer and he's battle tested and proven. Like, there are going to be some. I think there's going to be some massive goaltender, changes this summer. Like, it's almost like, what's that game where you musical chairs where you it's going to move
right.
around and there's just going to be switching chairs. Because Calgary, you have to take a look. Calgary needs a goaltender. Edmonton needs a goaltender. Vancouver's going to need a goaltender if they don't get Markstrom sorted out. That's three in Canada alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and,
musical
and good
chairs,
ones.
Man.
Yeah.
And good ones, too. So that's going to be an interesting thing because there's lots of summers where the goalies, there's just not many available, right? And so you got a couple guys that move, and that's it.
Well, Colorado's rolling out Danny Lemieux right now. I know he won last night.
Freddie Frances.
But like, you know, Colorado, if they don't make it through this series because of an injury to Grubauer, like, they'll be looking to change that position. They would. I mean, that team, to me, I think Colorado's too good to lose this round, but they may.
What about the Islanders?
Well, Thomas Greiss is unrestricted, I believe. So there's
another guy that's available that'll be in that mix somewhere.
Yeah, he's a platoon guy. I think Khudobin might be available too. I think Halak's got one more year. I know at 2.75, but like, we're throwing out 10, 12 goaltenders.
There's a lot of guys there.
Yeah.
And maybe Andersen if he's available.
Right.
So there's one more guy you can throw onto the pile.
Who's
of,
a good goalie?
Of goaltenders who have shown pretty well in the NHL. And I think you'd have some faith in. And I could see that being the thought process here in Toronto, that Freddie's been here for 4 years. He's got 1 year left. Who knows what he'd be looking for in terms of term and money. And he's had a pretty good 4 year run. Like, he has. But this year, I think, was probably his worst year statistically.
Yeah.
He was inconsistent. And again, in the playoffs, it's not all on him, of course not. But that game three, that pivotal game three, I got to believe that bothers Dubas and company. You know, they spot him a 3-0 lead, and he couldn't close the door. He just couldn't.
Right.
And I could see it getting to a point. You make decisions for different reasons. Last year it was Nazem Kadri because we didn't like what he did 2 years in a row. You know, you get that. You understand that. And then it gets deeper than that, that he's on the third line, and he's always going to be on the third line, and you're looking for defense help, and that turns into Tyson Berry, et cetera, et cetera. But it wouldn't shock me at all if they've come to the conclusion that just bringing in someone new might spark something different.
Well, and we haven't forgotten, and we didn't even mention they got three goalies in the Rangers, that Georgiev could be available. That Shesterkin's probably going to be a star in this league if he's not already. He's only played like 12 or 13 games, but he's a good goaltender. You know, so is Georgiev available, and he's a good goaltender. Like, it's going to be crazy. I really think it's going to be a lot of movement.
Well, we'll see. What do you make of the latest development here, Ray? You know, yesterday we had a conversation about what was going on in the NBA, and we closed out the show yesterday at 7 saying we don't know what's going to happen between now and 4 p.m. Thursday. And we got on the air 4 p.m. Thursday, and we found out that the NBA has decided they will resume play, whether it's tomorrow or Saturday, but they've decided, you know, they want to have conversations. They're having conversations with the owners, the board of governor, the commissioner, I think the business partners. And they're advocating for big change and important change. And the NHL took a lot of heat last night, you know, for playing those games. They decided to go through with them. But today they've decided, after talking with, I guess, a number of athletes and a number of players in their own league, including the Hockey Diversity Alliance, that they're going to make a stand as well. They're not going to play today or tomorrow. What do you make of that?
I'm glad they're not going to play tomorrow as well.
That's what it sounds like. That's not guaranteed, but it sounds as if all eight teams want to be included. So
okay.
That would suggest today and tomorrow.
So I thought, looking at the timeline, you know, obviously last night watching the Dallas game, but looking at the timeline, I can understand that maybe they couldn't get things together for the early game yesterday, Boston-Tampa, but they shouldn't have played the late game. And if only to buy you some time to try and understand, to get some more information, to go, okay, exactly what are we going to do instead of just standing here and playing the game where it seemed weird. It seemed odd. It seemed like it shouldn't have been there last night. So the fact that they're stepping away today, and I saw Nazem Kadri's tweet where he said, "Did players' decision." The league and the players, if you will, were late to this event, but I'm glad they're at the event. And now they have to be at the event to say, okay, what are we going to do to try? It's one thing to sit out, and we talked yesterday, it takes a lot of courage to do that, but to support the other leagues that have taken the forefront, what can we do to support, and is there something we can do to enact change? I didn't like that the league said this has to be a player decision. Because remember when there's a lockout and the owners constantly remind the players that there is no league without the owners? The players say there's no league without the players, but the owners say there's no league without the owners. The fact of the matter is everybody's got to be this, has got to be here. It can't just be to the eight teams that are really making the stand here or making the effort here, because 23 of them are at home. There's eight of them that are stepping away. I'd like to see the league become more visibly involved in it. Support the players. Give them tools to, okay, this is what we can do as ownership and the league. Support the principles that the HDA wants to move forward with, that Evander Kane's talked about and Matt Dumba's talked about. Support them. Make meaningful change in our sport. That's where we can start.
Yeah, I think that's a very valid point about where Bettman and company can come into play on this. Because I think that is likely what has been happening here in a bigger sense, is that they're taking their P's and Q's from the NBA. And in the NBA, it was not driven by Adam Silver. You know, like it has been described as an NBA boycott. That's not true. It was the players. And really, it was one team. It was the Bucks who made the decision, and then everyone followed suit. Orlando was on the court ready to play. They weren't thinking of a boycott. They were preparing to play. They thought they were going to play. And they were blindsided by the decision by the Bucks. And it was the players. And now you've got a scenario here where I think it would have more of an impact if it was driven by the players in conjunction with the league, suggesting that this is an important stand to take. And I think it might hold that much more weight if Bettman and company linked arms with the players and by extension with the NBA and said, we're all in this together, as opposed to, well, we're not going to say anything if the players decide to do it. I think that would go a long way. But I don't get the impression like that's going to be the case here.
Well, has the league, I was doing some other radio, has the league made any statement yet? Or the last I saw, they had not.
No, nothing has come out in the last half an hour anyway. So maybe that will happen. You know, maybe that will end up happening. Because if you're going to do this, you know, it would be much more powerful, I think, if everyone was included as opposed to it, you know, just being the players. You know, I don't think there'd be anything wrong with the owners and Bettman joining in, but I think there would be more of an impetus on them to be involved in heavier lifting in terms of trying to get things done away from the game.
So I think that's why it's important, Brian, is that, you know, we're not talking about changing the rink size from Olympic to international ice. We're talking about a societal problem. And it's not just the players, it's the owners too. Like the entire league, we're all here in North America and seeing this play out in front of us. And so it can't just be part of one group. In my opinion, there's plenty of work that the players and the owners can do together here to help correct some of the issues we have in our sport. And really, if we can look after our house, then maybe that can progress forward. Mm-hmm. But we got to look after our house first.
Well, we'll leave it there, and we'll see where we're at tomorrow at 5. Good stuff, buddy, as always. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Yep, we'll talk to you then, guys. See you.
Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. The showroom is open. They're taking all the necessary steps to provide a safe environment for every guest. Visit Maple Toyota right next to Wonderland or buy online at mapletoyota.com. I think there's a lot of questions to be had there. Like if Bettman, I think it would actually be very, very beneficial for the league to kind of stand with the players on this. But it also might lead to more of a sense of obligation, duty, I'm not sure how to phrase it, that the owners step up in more ways, you know, with their pocketbooks, with their connections, you know, because I think that's in large part what the NBA is doing. You know, they're trying to shine a light on something that has really affected them and that they really want to see changed. It's not a political thing. We're talking about equality and, you know, racism here and trying to do what we can as a society to bring that to an end. But also they want the owners to get involved. They want the board of governors. They want guys who have billions and billions of dollars who can get every governor on the phone within 5 minutes if they want to and get anyone on the phone or in their office that they want to just by saying, I would like a meeting. And I wonder if that's going to carry over to the NHL. I don't know. We'll see. But I think that would go a long way if it was, you know, not only the players and it wasn't the players that felt like we have to be the ones that carry this torch. I think Both parties can do that.
Well, you're right. It's a partnership, and that's maybe what the conversations were today. And Nazem Kadri tweeting out, like, player decision or whatever, but the PA was in on it. The NHL would have had to have been in on it as well. It's just, you know, they have to figure out a plan moving forward, as Ray said, you know, their house, and then grow it so that they can help society and be role models. All the cliches that I'm going to spit out, like, that's what the point being is, you have to at least as a group get together and sort it out. And that sounds like it went down today.